it's not me.
I don't think it's me.
Must be Donovan.
I know it's not me.
Well, we'd never let Gordon be the captain of a round table, though, would we?
Well,
boy, it is Tiny Gordon. Hey, Tiny Gordon.
I don't know. Tony, you need me to switch to a different one?
No, there you go.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Kat told me I was the captain of this round table. But,
take it over then.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't feel that that's right. Because I feel we got at least two people who are senior to me, Norm and you, Mike. So you guys want to discuss which one of you wants to captain this?
No,
I think Norm should.
I think Norm should too. So we'll let you vote for Norm.
I defer to the sports talk legend of so many years, the old school true pioneer of the craft. That would be Norm.
Everyone, please welcome Norm Hitchkus.
Yeah. All right. Now, that said, though, I think now is the time for a little wireless fun.
Wireless fun.
Oh.
Do we have more? How many women we got? We got quite a few women.
We got enough. Girls, raise your hands. Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of surprising hands raised, though.
What do you mean? Like guys raising their hands?
Just a joke.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, let's. Where is the wireless?
Oh, there it is. Right there.
All right, Tony, you want to go out there? Where do we have it? Get Joe Lecce. And Joe has to ask whatever question we tell him to.
No.
Joe Lecce.
Oh, wow.
Joe Lecce. Where are you, Joe?
He's right, barely around
I'm
the corner.
I'm right here. Going
oh, hey, Joe. How are you?
How are you, Joe?
Yeah, get from the speakers.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Gordo.
There it is, Joe Lecce. All right, go talk to a girl.
Yeah, find girls.
All right, biggest jugs.
Find girls. Just be respectful.
Well, I meant,
find a girl to talk
most
to.
Most intelligent looking.
Hey, Joe, didn't you... What was that story you used to
no,
tell us?
No, we're not telling
okay.
stories.
All right,
no,
there you go.
What did you just do? They're not going to come to you.
Shut up. All right, right here.
Man, you're not being very aggressive at all. You got a big chance here.
Casey.
And are you here with this dude here?
Yes.
He's kind of big. So.
Who is he to you?
My husband.
Husband? How long have you been married?
14 years.
Oh, my.
She 14? Had to ask. She wasn't sure.
How old are you?
39.
How many kids you got?
None.
Zero.
Hey, do you mind if she stands up
so I can see
what she's working with? Stand up and let me see what you're working with.
I bet you met him when he was in a band or something like that, and it was like one of those hair metal bands.
Did I?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm guessing.
No.
Okay.
He was playing football.
He was a football player.
For the college?
Broncos?
High school?
Southeastern.
Oh, okay. All right. Southeastern what?
Durant, Oklahoma.
The Dennis Rodman alma mater, huh?
Sept.
Was he pretty good?
Yes, he was.
She got some big up tops.
Yeah, let's see what.
Look at that.
Let me see what you're sitting on. Turn around and let me see what you're sitting on.
Did he buy those for you?
Let's see if there's anything wrong with what you're sitting on. You're not turning around.
I did.
Oh, there is. Oh, my goodness. There is nothing wrong with that.
Boy.
You did well. And you must have been a star quarterback or something to nab that.
No.
No? What did you play?
Linebacker.
Were you pretty good? Steroids? Deer antler juice?
No.
I mean spray?
No.
Deer antler spray?
Yeah, they had the juice when you were in school. Man, you're old, dude.
I think she needs to come out here in front of the crowd and let everybody take a look.
Yeah. She is really. You are really nice
What's
looking,
her
ma'am.
Name?
Casey.
Casey.
Yes.
Yeah, grab a hand, Joe. Oh, she doesn't even want to touch you, Joe. I don't
look
blame
at her.
Her.
She's tall.
Wow, you are tall.
Man.
Wow.
Look at that. Wow.
Are you taller than him?
Joe, microphone, please. Don't stand and talk to the meathead.
No, I'm not taller than him.
Hmm. No, yeah.
Now, how old is he?
38.
How did
this happen?
You're a cougar. You're a young man, huh? That's good.
Just a little bit.
How did this happen?
He just said he saw my name on a paper in class and looked my name up in a phone book.
What a stalker. See, you married a stalker.
Yeah, today they call that a stalker.
Right. You could get arrested for things like that, Missy.
That was back when there was a phone book.
So this guy must have some game if he was able to get you. What's so impressive about him?
He's just nice.
I mean, there's nothing visible now. But
he was nice.
Yeah.
He was nice. That didn't do anything. Okay, nice is good. I mean, that's a tertiary characteristic.
Nice is very overrated.
Yeah, how long did you guys date before you got married?
Well, you don't know anything. Are you drunk?
No, I don't remember dates that well, and he always gets me on that.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Now, where are you from?
Oklahoma.
Aren't you tell by the accent?
Yeah, I was going to see if that was
McAllister.
Right, Gordon. Thank you.
But now those on your chest, they were probably made in China or somewhere, right?
Could be.
How long ago did you get those?
Yes.
10 years ago.
And did he pay for those?
No.
Oh, you paid for them yourself. You work hard for your boobs, yeah. Right? There you go.
Well, nicely done.
That is nicely done.
What size were they before?
I don't know.
Are you going to look back and ask him?
You know. You bought bras, didn't
probably
you?
Probably a B or a C.
Probably a beer, so there were B.
And now, those, move that beer, let me see. Those are double, triple
yeah.
D?
No.
Double D.
Maybe.
Mm. Wow, whacking it hard with double D.
What's that?
Great. I don't know.
That's very nice.
Do you find him a particularly dominant, domineering lover?
No.
Oh, don't tell me he's...
Is he gentle?
He likes to be submissive in the sack. That's going to creep me out.
He's very nice. Very sweet.
You guys, sweet in bed.
Oh man!
You guys play any games like robber and victim or something like that?
No.
That's what we do.
Donovan.
No.
I pretend like I'm breaking in.
Oh, he's the stalker.
When that's because he's uncomfortably close to the Oscar Pistorius.
Come on, Norm. That's
you're
so
saying
dark.
That they were role playing down there and it got out of hand.
That is so dark.
She wanted to up it a little bit by having the gun actually loaded. So he's a sweet...
I think Norm's onto something here. I think that's a possibility.
He's a sweet, deferential lover. He just kind of lays there and... I don't know, sweetheart, whatever you want.
He lets you do all the work.
Vomit.
He vomits?
No.
Oh.
I'm vomiting.
Oh, okay.
Thinking of him not pulling her hair.
No.
Well, there is
she's
nothing.
Blushing now.
Yeah, there is nothing wrong with what you're sitting on, sweetheart. Thank you very
all right.
much.
Thank you.
Sit down.
Appreciate it.
Smack that ass.
Yeah.
Hey.
Bottom.
Hey, smack that for me one time tonight, my man. You down with it? All right. Think of me.
All right.
And say my name.
Joe, where are you going?
He hates us.
Say my.
Find another. Killer, take charge of this.
Yeah, Joe.
We've got 5 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on.
Need to talk to
just
her.
Don't go in front of the speaker.
I don't know if you saw this earlier.
What, Joe? What did we see earlier?
Shut up, Gordo.
Oh.
She came up to Corby earlier a few minutes ago. And
I listen all the time. I thought it was his left knee. I swear to God. I feel so bad.
Oh,
did you kick him or something?
Surgery.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No.
Did he throw up?
He might be in the back right now. I have no idea.
Hmm.
Don't worry about it. He's faking it anyway.
What's your name?
Sarah Smith.
Well, you don't have to give us your full name.
Sarah. I know
okay,
Norm.
There you go.
He's my buddy.
Really?
What's going on here? What's up?
Norm is a pimp. I just want everyone to know that.
She comes to my restaurant all the time.
She and her husband run a terrific pizza restaurant called
Paulio's Pizza Cafe.
Uh-huh. And they've also got a restaurant in McKinney.
Cadillac Pizza Pub, downtown McKinney. Right now,
stop
we
talking.
Are in
just stop
the
talking.
Top two for best pizza. Shout out.
We're going to bill you for this if you don't stop.
Just that voice.
You grabbed it, Joe.
Just shooting right
hey,
through
me,
please.
Hey, I'm a businesswoman.
All right. Well, God bless.
You mentioned a husband, I believe. You mentioned a husband.
Right there.
That's you?
The one with the camera.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how old are you?
I'm going to say I'm 25, and he's 28.
Are we believing this?
I'm 32.
Okay.
Well, then why didn't you just say that? Stay that circuitous route.
I'm an older woman married to a younger man.
Okay, so he's
28. And we had a conversation about 6 years ago, you and Gordon. Gordon, you...
Me and Gordon?
I mean, you and I
Naked.
Had a conversation, and you were asking me if I'd ever been with a woman.
And you said...
And your answer...
I plead the fifth.
Well, that then
that's
obviously a
yes.
That's a yes.
Okay. That is a yes.
Was she gentle?
Just kidding.
Did she smell nice?
Before you were married or since?
Before I was married.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen, though.
Oh, it didn't? You never did?
No.
And still to this day?
Did you get the third base?
I don't remember.
Well, then third base is just as good as
Norm,
home.
Norm, are these some of the questions you ask when you go into the restaurant?
This is a family restaurant, actually, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
BYOB,
sound like
though.
A few guys went family style on you, maybe, in college.
Oh, wow. Dude, her husband's right there.
We're having fun, now.
I know.
Oh, he knows. He's like, yeah, sure did happen.
Look at him.
You know, I wake up to you guys every morning.
Oh, well, nice. What do you wear to bed, usually?
Yeah. I'm usually in bed.
No. What do you wear to bed?
What do you wear to bed, usually?
Why are you looking at him? Why do you always look? You know what you wear.
Because I'm a good wife.
So, what do you wear to bed?
What does that mean? Let's get into that a little bit. What do you wear to bed? It's a simple question.
Depends on the temperature in the room.
Like, okay. I'm just going.
Let's say it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. It's summertime. It's the hottest it's ever been.
Absolutely nothing.
All right. Oh. So, what if it's cold?
What?
What if it's
a
cold?
Parka.
I would throw
that's
this
kind of a funny
you.
Answer, actually.
I would throw this and hit you with this.
All right, Joe, find us someone else.
Cool. All right. Hey, Corby, I am sorry.
Okay.
Are there any black women in here?
Why did you go out of the house wearing those sandals, by the way?
Yeah, it's like 12 degrees outside.
All right, what's your name?
All right.
Christy,
you have two balls hanging from your neck.
Oh, my.
They're right there.
Balls hanging down.
Balls
and they're
down.
Annoying,
balls
and I'm
down.
Ready
balls
to cut them off.
And
balls.
They're kind of—they're not like together. One's hanging lower than the other.
Isn't that how they are?
That usually happens. Yeah.
All right, Joe, interviewer, come on.
Depends on your demographic.
Come on.
All right, how old are you?
35.
I'm 28.
Where do you live?
No, Joe, we're not talking.
Plano.
Are you with man out here at Ticket Stock?
Whoa!
Oh, that'd be
whoa,
you?
That hurts. You can't hit the balls like that, okay? You have to be gentle.
Look how skinny she is.
Well,
see,
he's my husband.
Oh, really?
How long has this been going
he
on?
He has no idea. He's like, I don't know. How long have you been married?
I think 3 years.
You think 3 years?
Ish.
So was his hairline in that hasty of a retreat when you married? Or?
I think so.
That's all right.
Some nice boots you have.
You don't mind a guy that goes bald, do you? I mean, because he's got about 2.5 years left.
Hair doesn't really matter on a
left.
Man, does it?
What's that?
Hair doesn't really matter on a man.
Eh.
Why are you pointing at me?
Ask the ladies.
Do you
how many women prefer bald men here?
You will.
One.
Okay. I'll give you my number
two.
Later, okay? Where's the other one? Oh, that's it. Okay, I'll give you my number, okay? She's oh, like, I don't want it.
How many kids you got?
I already have it.
How many kids you got, madam?
No kids.
Yeah, no kids.
Well, that's a lot
she
of that
get
going
them
on.
Those hip bones.
Not having any at all? You don't care?
I have a stepchild.
Oh,
uh-oh.
So he was
plowed through a marriage
right,
already.
Yeah, yeah.
She fulfills all my needs.
Yeah.
And a kid.
He was going in unprotected. Not you, huh?
Sorry. So how old is his stepkid?
10.
10. Okay. What happened to his first marriage? You?
No comment.
Oh, dang, you see?
Right.
If that's right. The case, you realize you're never going to trust him because you know what he does to marriages. You see
no
his
comment.
Approach to fidelity. What's his name?
Philip.
Philip. Okay, two L's or one?
One.
Oh. Add an L.
He's different.
Just get over it and add an L.
You know what? Joe, I want to talk to Philip for a second. Philip, what happened to that first marriage?
Well, I don't really know.
I don't know. Long time ago.
All right, let me ask you this. Did you guys work together?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
We're starting
and,
to put...
So you were working together at the time of your divorce? No?
We were. I met him at the dining halls at Texas Tech University in college.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guns up.
But and you didn't get together then.
MySpace 10 years later.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Social network, huh?
MySpace 10 years later, him married, you not, right?
And you're taking
how it goes.
And him married unhappily,
right.
You know. And
and you're taking care of his baby, huh?
One day... MySpace starts
blowing up. We have another detail.
The message just got flirty.
You're so hot. I want to get rid of her.
No, hey, just show me what you're wearing today.
We got another detail. She was married, too, at the time.
Oh! Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Separated.
You were separated at the time. Yeah.
How sordid.
It is, Mike.
Norm, do you want to add something to
where,
this, Norm?
Where is your ex-husband now? Where does he live?
Houston, maybe.
Houston, maybe. So you don't keep in contact at all?
No.
No reason to. You didn't have kids with him.
You got to shake him off.
Mm-hmm.
Shake
what about,
the haters off.
What about his ex-wife? Do you get along with her? Uh-oh.
I think it's best that those two handle their co-parenting and I step aside.
But you've met her.
Once.
Frosty?
Oh, gosh. Once in 10 years?
Bitchy.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Kind of ugly,
oh my,
you know?
Oh, my. Poor Philip. Look at him.
He is squirming.
Look at him. See? You've only met her once. He's got to take it in the shorts later tonight with a phone call from her.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be a tough night for you,
she's
pal.
Not a P1. I'm not afraid.
Okay. She's not a P1, the ex-wife?
No.
She's challenging, huh?
Do you want or no?
93.3, I think, is more her.
Yeah. But she's tough to get along with?
You'd have to ask, huh?
Well, obviously.
But for you?
It was an awkward conversation.
Hmm. What did you have to discuss? She was mad because you had done something that was kind of in the parental realm, and so she called you and wanted to talk to you about it.
I think she was mad that we were dating.
Why would she be mad about that?
Because they were married.
Yeah, I guess so. Which is understandable,
see, Philip,
isn't it?
Where you went wrong the first time is you didn't get a wife who would let you date.
Right.
Those
you
are tough.
You got to get a wife who gets you and understands
that
no one can constrain Philip in this world.
That's right. Philip's got to fly free, man.
Mm-hmm. Philip's got to spread his seed. He's the Johnny Appleseed of balding men.
Well, Philip is not happy right now.
Poor Philip.
Look at him. He's turning red.
Poor Philip.
Sorry, Philip.
Philip.
He's sweating over there.
I apologize.
All right, let's go say hi to Philip at least.
All right, let's check in on Philip.
Yeah,
you doing okay, Philip?
You okay, man?
I'm trying.
Man, he is really nervous. Look
he
at
is.
Him.
But this wife's a lot better than the first one, right?
Sure.
Well, that's a ringing endorsement.
All right, was there anything about the first one, though, that you may have liked in bed that may not be her strong suit?
Absolutely not.
Prostate?
Yeah, would the first wife massage your prostate?
Don't they all?
No.
I don't know.
Let's get Philip out of this.
Mike, are you one of those guys that requests that when you're with a woman?
I think this round table is...
Oh, no. Oh, just snake a finger in there. Come on. Just press my magic button.
Whoop, there it is.
$5.50 on the ticket or something.
Whoop, there it is.